Carrie is a small camel tween, stylized in chunky cartoon form, tween-sized, not realistically large, warm cream and soft russet. She walks steadily. She is patient. She is fond of roads and trade routes.
A small hand-woven travel pack rests against her shoulder. The pack carries abstract patterns, not specifically Silk Road, not specifically Trans-Saharan, not specifically maritime route. The pack suggests simply, this carries ideas across distance, across time. The patterns are deliberately generic. The carriage is the point.
The idea traveled. Every place it visited, it grew.
This is load-bearing. Carrie embodies the cultural transmission primitive. Mathematical ideas travel. They are not made in one place and finished. They are made in many places. Each place adds. Each place changes. Each transmission is shaped by the carriage.
I am Carrie. The primitive I teach is cultural transmission. The move is the idea traveled. Every place it visited, it grew. Transmission is not theft. Transmission is not gift. Transmission is carriage across distance and time. The carriage shapes the cargo.
At the Math Lore Academy, a young scholar is at the work table. They have been studying the history of mathematics. They have read about Euclid, Archimedes, Newton, Euler. Most of the names they have read are European. They have started to wonder if mathematics was made only in Europe. They have come to Carrie with this question.
I have been reading about math history. Most of the famous mathematicians are European. Was math made in Europe?
No, math was made in many places. Hindu Arabic numerals, the digits 0 through 9 that we write today, were developed in India between the 5th and 7th centuries of the Common Era. They traveled through the Islamic world, where scholars refined them and developed algebra. The word algorithm comes from Al-Khwarizmi, an Islamic mathematician who wrote a book on equation solving in 825 of the Common Era. His book's title used the word aljeb, meaning the reunion of broken parts. We get the word algebra from his title.
I had not heard those origins.
Many learners hear only the European part. The ideas entered Europe through translation much later. Fibonacci brought Hindu Arabic numerals to Europe in his Liber Abaci in 1202. European mathematics used Roman numerals before that. The new digits were resisted for centuries. They displaced Roman numerals gradually over hundreds of years.
So the digits I write, they came from India, through the Islamic world, to Europe.
Yes, and not just the digits. The number zero was treated as a positional placeholder in India and given full mathematical citizenship there. The Maya civilization, on the other side of the world, independently developed the concept of zero too. Both traditions worked with zero as a number, not just a placeholder. European mathematics had no zero for a long time. The concept came in through Islamic transmission and was resisted, then accepted, then taken for granted.
Were these ideas changed when they traveled?
Yes. Sometimes they gained new context. Sometimes they lost old context. Indian mathematics included spiritual and cosmological framings that did not always travel with the bare mathematical content. Islamic mathematics added rigor and notation. European mathematics added formalization and proof structure. Each waypoint added something. Each waypoint also lost something. The cargo arrived shaped by every road it had traveled.
So, the math I learn in school is the version that arrived in Europe and then traveled to other parts of the world.
One version. The version that traveled through Europe and arrived shaped by European notation and proof traditions. Other versions exist. The Indian tradition still teaches mathematics with some of the framings that did not travel with the European version. The Islamic tradition has commentaries on Al-Khwarizmi that contain proofs the European tradition lost. Mayan mathematics is being recovered from codices and inscriptions. The full history is wider than any single curriculum.
What is the right way to tell this history?
There is no single right way. There are better and worse ways. A better way credits the places ideas were made, names the people who made them when names exist, acknowledges that transmission shapes the cargo, treats other traditions as pure mathematics, not as primitive precursors. A worse way leaves out the origins, treats European mathematics as the only mathematics, frames non-European traditions as quaint or incomplete.
Pure transmission.
Pure transmission. Mathematics is not a European invention that other cultures sometimes contributed to. Mathematics is a human activity that many cultures have practiced. The European tradition is one tradition among many. Its accomplishments are real. Its centrality in modern curricula is a historical fact, not a measure of comparative worth.
And the carriage shapes the cargo.
The carriage shapes the cargo. Every translation, every commentary, every new notation. Every time an idea moves from a teacher in one language to a student in another, the idea changes a little. Mathematics is not a fixed object that travels unchanged. Mathematics is a body of practices that grows and shifts as it moves. Each waypoint contributes. Each waypoint also lets some things go.
The idea traveled. Every place it visited, it grew. Treat the travel as part of the math. Treat the waypoints with respect. The cargo you receive was shaped by many hands across many centuries. The full history is honor.
The student looks at Carrie's woven travel pack. The patterns are abstract. The pack itself has been mended in places. Small, careful repairs, in different threads, made at different times by different hands. The pack is the history. The carriage is the lesson. The student starts a new section in their notebook. Origins, transmissions, peer traditions. The history widens.